anything when I drop. One in your head, but I run in at your class. Hey guys, what's up? What's up? It's your host, Terrell Primus, and you already know you're listening to the Culture Podcast. Today we got a special guest. We're doing our international calls this week, and we're going to be calling Diallo. Basically, a very talented musician. Not only that, he actually started a really dope label based off Jamaica and coming to the USA doing his thing. And it's Curfew International, but I'd rather be you basically hear from him and exactly him tell you who he is and what this whole international label is all about, guys. So let's call up Mr. Diallo and find out what it all about.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Mr. Diallo? How are you doing today?
I'm great. Everything is blessed. How are you?
I'm great. You know, first of all, we'd just like to thank you for taking our call. I know you're a very busy man.
Not a problem, man. Anything for the culture.
Okay, appreciate that. So, hey guys, listen to Diallo. So Diallo, as always, we always ask, where are you from, brother?
Well, I'm born in New York, but my family's from Jamaica. I'm a first generation New Yorker, as they would say in my family.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, dope. So right now, you know, a lot of people don't know who you are per se. So now introducing you to the world, because I know you as a very talented artist and a businessman and a lot of different things. So can you specify and let people know that's listening right now, who is Diallo?
Well, right now, Diallo is sort of like a Renaissance man, so to speak. You know, as you said, I do a lot of different things, but it starts with the music.
Okay.
I started as an artist, you know. I do reggae and dancehall music.
Nice.
You know, and I've been doing that for a while. Since I've been 8 years old, I've been performing.
Wow.
Doing music. My dad used to produce songs for me. He was a record producer, and he started Curfew International. And I then turned my talents to engineering. I went to school to study audio engineering and music business. And I started that for a while, got professional into that, and increased my skills into that, and then I went into the business realm.
Nice.
And picked up on the Curfew International side and Jackal Music, which is the publishing branch, and a couple of other ventures. So, yeah, I'm an artist. I'm an audio engineer. I'm a producer. I play keyboard and guitar.
Okay, so
Yeah.
So you're all around basically musician, you know. That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I try to dabble into a little bit.
Okay.
I figure if I know enough about a little of everything, I can be proficient enough to run things. You know, a lot of times people try to run things but don't really know the side. They just know the business. Mm. They can't really relate.
Exactly.
It creates a disconnect. So I try to learn everything so that the music business that I'm doing flows properly.
Okay. That's pretty dope. So as a, you know, a Jamaican artist, I'll say, right, that's living in New York and also, you know, in Jamaica. So how does the transitioning play out? Because I know right now, you know, we'll say the way things are going on right now in the culture and, you know, all the news, how are you as a creative, especially through your music, is, you know, inspiring, you know, I say inspiring, or how are you, you know, and what you're doing with the people right now, you know, when it comes to your culture, when it comes to, you know, reggae?
So right now, it's we're at a time when, you know, of course, the corona thing is going on. So you got a lot of music that's coming up that's conscious, but then you also got a lot of music that's just angry or, you know, vibes. People just either want to just release stress in a positive way by partying and dancing, or hearing an aggressive song if they're angry. You know, we've had a lot of things going on with the Black Lives Matter movement and George Floyd and a lot of other things. So
yeah,
you have some people that are angry. Then you also have people that are looking at things overall and seeing that there's something bigger happening behind the scenes, spiritually or consciously, and they're attacking the music that way. I try to produce music that covers all aspects
nice.
of it. I personally, I don't try to get into a lot of the negative side. I do touch on those topics.
Okay.
And when I do, I try personally not to get too explicit or raunchy or whatever have you. But I try to encompass every aspect of life because that's reality. You know, if you just stick to the conscious side, you'll be living a fairy tale. So our productions cover all aspects, all topic matters. You know, all forms of human existence. And right okay. now, what we're trying to do is bring a different experience, you know, videos, making them into type of movies and, you know, doing things because people at home, they can't really go to parties, they can't go outside. So we're trying to bring a more online experience to them.
Nice.
So that's what this upcoming project is going to show.
Okay. Nice. So as a, you know, Jamaican artist now, right? How is it, you know, as... I was behind the scenes with you and I actually got to hear a lot of your music and I think it's really dope and I see the movement.
Thank you.
You know, when it comes to your artists and stuff like that. So what I want to know is the people that, you know, that don't really know too much about what reggae really is, can you kind of break down what, you know, reggae is, you know?
So basically reggae is, it starts from a conscious movement. Reggae is basically a music of the people. It's like a current event in music form, you know, but it stems from the African drum beat
and
the bass rhythms and the chanting, you know, but that also was infused with, you know, some of the other black music that was created in America. Like we have a lot of influence of R&B and blues and stuff like that when reggae was being formed, which also is forms of social music and outcry and things nice. Like that in America. So reggae started out as an expression for the people that was touching on a conscious level. It evolved into a commercial aspect to where, you know, it can be sold and the sound has a pattern so you can adapt that pattern to different messages. So
okay.
It expanded in its meaning and stuff like that. But at the core, reggae is... it's like a current event. It'll give you all aspects of reality and it'll basically tell you what's going on right now
nice.
In people's heart and minds, mostly the sufferers and the ones that are really misfortuned, you know?
Okay.
So that's where reggae comes from.
nice. Appreciate that, you know, because one thing about reggae is no matter where you're from, no matter what you're doing, when you hear reggae, it's just something about it just makes you want to feel good, you know, want to dance and right. just want to, you know, enjoy yourself. So I'm from the West Indies. I'm from Trinidad. So automatically, you know, reggae is part of my culture also, you know. And
Right.
So
that also that part that you touched on. So that side of reggae comes from a natural feeling. When the music is being made, it's not made by metrics or standards like popular Western music, certain timings is made off of a feeling. So when the music comes out, it naturally feels good when you hear it.
Okay.
You know, the musicians that play it, they play it based off of vibe. Yeah, there's technicalities to it, but it's more so it touched to the earth. Everybody nice. Comes from the earth, so everybody can connect to it. You know?
Okay. Well, I like that. You know, that's appreciate for breaking that down. Right. So now, as you say, you're an artist, but I know also you're a businessman. So I heard, you know, for people that don't know what Curvy International is, because first of all, I got a chance to actually be part behind the scenes of the video shoot and listen to one of the artists that's working with you guys. And that's actually part of the label. His name is, what is King Cudi. And I think he's a dope artist and I see what you're doing. So can you break down for the individuals that's listening right now, what is Curvy International and what are you doing with that right now?
So basically, Curfew International is the starting of something that's really expansive and massive. It's right now it's functioning as a record label, a production house.
Nice.
And what I'm doing with that is I'm taking artists that are unsigned, unknown. You know, we're signing them and we're training them. And we're giving them proper treatment in terms of education of music business.
Dope.
Showing them what they need to know in terms of publishing and contracts, teaching them how to attack the music more naturally. See, I'm young in sense, but I came in at a time where they were still analog and my daddy was doing a lot of music. So I was privy to a lot of the original style of doing music and running studio sessions and rehearsals and stuff like that. So I bring a little touch of that into what we do. And, you know, I'm strict with the artist in terms of what I accept in terms of production. So it sharpens their skill.
Nice.
You know, so what we try to do is not really try to own artists or per se say this is exclusive artists. We try to raise up artists that can then go forth and turn into a business itself and run businesses themselves. You know, we teach them about ownership and things like that. Mm. You know, we teach them how to do things properly, not just jump on a beat because you like it and put it out. We teach them about licensing and going on original production and what's the benefit of that and protecting your legacy so that when you stop being an artist, you can have something to live off of. So Curfew International is basically an agent of change in the music industry. You know, everything is changing. The digital world has changed a lot in the music industry, and it's like a wild, wild west right now, and it's slightly starting to take form. The new thing is starting to take form, and I have an idea of what it should look like. So I'm using Curfew International as a catalyst to introducing what I feel should be like the new structure of how the music industry should run. Mm. And I'm starting in reggae, but then hopefully we can expand and make it a little broader. You know, we're bringing out the Syndicate Movement, which is a network of independent artists, independent businesses interfacing with each other that can put out high quality products that match what the industry can do. Mm. You know, and that's it's dope. More so for the creators and the people that are involved. They more so get the higher stake in the profit because they're the ones that put the work in. They get training, they get the benefit of a network of people who are genuinely interested in doing what they're doing and not just trying to make a dollar or the best quick business deal for a couple of million. They're trying to put out quality and protect their legacy. So it harbors a better situation, you know, like in terms of conducting business.
I like that. I like that because, first of all, respect to that, because right now, the way the industry, you know, is doing, and a lot of my, you know, musician friends, they are caught up right now in contracts with labels that, you know, it's not really for them. They're all about, of course, you know, it's business. They're all about profit and stuff. But it's refreshing to hear there's actually, you know, individuals still out here trying to make sure that not only the artists, the individuals, you know, because people forget they're also human, you know, and that's pretty dope. Especially, you know, one thing I give props and I always stress to let people know is it don't matter where you're from, because you're being, you know, a Jamaican, you know, and musician and also, you know, being an entrepreneur and owning and starting your own, you know, label and doing all these different things, and also being, you know, in America is really dope because it kind of shows the American dream, you know, that you can really come up here, you know, and invest in what you want to do. So I really give you props to that, you know.
And greater than that, just to piggyback off of what you said, it's also because like the human aspect has been removed from the whole thing for a while now. But now with the digital age, it's even more so. So it's like, it doesn't make sense to do business if it's not for the good. So
you're
a business person, you're putting out music, and you want to put out good music. Your mission statement shouldn't be for the best top dollar, it should be for the best quality music. The artist, same way, they want to put out the best quality stuff. So contracts should revolve around fostering that instead of revolving around locking down somebody because you can make the most money out of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you keep the thing simple and basic. Hey, whatever we do, we keep it between us. If you want to go and do something else, you can. We're not locking you down. You'll collect this. You'll get this. Very simple. Like, no 50-page contracts. You know, just very basic agreements, stuff that people could understand on all levels. And business flows better, you know?
Okay, that's
see
true.
See the value in it.
Okay, that's dope. And I appreciate that because that's so true. You know, right now what's missing in our culture, especially, you know, with all the things that's going on, is we need more educated, you know, individuals like us that's starting businesses, that's trying to open up doors, because, you know, it's hard to get into those doors nowadays if you're not connected or if you don't have the capital. But it's good that there's individuals that, you know, has a structure or an idea to know to help the other, you know, creative musicians especially. And that's dope, man. You know, appreciate that. So now Now, you as an artist now, how, for anybody listening right now, because there's a lot of musicians that wants to transitioning now into, you know, owning their own business or running their own labels. Can you, what have you learned now, you know, in the progression right now as being an artist and also creating your own, you know, company label, whatever, it, you know, it may be. What have you learned? So anybody listening right now, they can say, okay, you know what? I can do it, you know?
Well, right now, I like to let them know that now is the time more than ever to be able to do it because of the advent of, you know, the digital age, social media, the power of the internet. You have companies now that will give you 100% of your profit and they'll distribute your music for you. 10, 15 years ago, you never heard anything like that. So now you can skip over having to go through a label to get your music out there. That's the first step in being able to run your own business in terms of a label or putting out music or a production company. The biggest problem used to be not creating the music or getting good quality music, is getting it out there to the masses. That's why the labels used to be so important. Now, with the advent of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and a lot of other things that are bubbling, it's easier for you to connect with the masses, make connections, get things done. Okay. So all you have to really do now is be focused and determined. Hard work will ensure the success. The road might be simple, but it doesn't mean that it's easy. So you have to be able to stick it in and show a consistency, and that will attract the success that you desire.
That's real.
Just right. So this thing that's happening now has been happening before even I got involved, because like I said, my father formed it from 1991.
Wow.
So this is not something that just started the other day. You're just seeing it now.
But exactly,
it's took almost 30 years of hard work for even it to break through, for people to notice, hey, this thing is even existing.
Okay.
So it takes a steady, blinding focus and always being willing to reorganize and reshift to still maintain the destination that you're trying to get to. If you can't be fluid and if you can't be consistent, it doesn't make sense to attack running a business.
That's real.
Better off just being an artist and allowing somebody else to pick you up.
And I think that's
so
really important.
Those are things that people will tell you, but there's benefits to both sides of the thing.
Nice.
You just have to know where you're at.
That's definitely true, man. You know what you just said, you know, hits the nail on the head, because a lot of artists especially needs to know this, especially because I always say that you can do many things, of course, on your own, but it's really good to have somebody that's not only in process or either, you know, in a place where you're trying to go, because individuals like yourself that not only, you know, stepping out of just doing the music yourself now, learning and, you know, going through the process, now you're in a place where you can, you know, help other individuals through what you're doing now. And that's, you know, I think that's what's needed right now in our culture. And anybody listening right now, especially musicians particularly, is like, it's really important to hear this advice from what, you know, Diallo said, because it's so important, you know. So as a label owner now, just as an individual now. So if somebody wants to be part of, you know, Curfew International, an artist, a Jamaican artist or a musician per se, that's either from Jamaica or here in the States, is there a process you guys go through when you're working with artists, in case, you know, somebody's listening right now that want to know?
Well, I'm a stickler, because coming from the artist side, I like people that are very talented. You know, I don't turn down people that I like, and I also can notice a spark in people that need to be developed.
Nice.
So it doesn't mean that a person needs to be already star quality. But the way that Curfew International works and succeeds is that we don't rush things, and we don't try to take on more than we can chew at the time. It's fair to the artist and it's fair to the company, so that the artist doesn't expect something that they can't receive of it. So we don't take on a bunch of artists at a time. we try to take on a couple and then get them running, then free up, and then try to see if we could get some more. But what we always do is that when artists come our way, we open the collaborations. If they're working on projects or they need a feature or something, then we have artists we think could match with them. We do a song deal or something, and in the process, you get a lot of tutelage. You know, we might say, yo, in order for this to work for you, you're gonna need to do this, do that. So there's always a benefit in anything you do with us. It might not work out to you being an official artist on our label, but anything you do with us, you'll leave off being a better artist or a better person. You know, I also like to work with the artist in terms of developing the talent. So if I hear things like, you know, yo, you might want to take this note, you might want to develop this type of voice and put this here or do this here, you know, put space in here, you know, so yeah, exactly. You bring off a better effect. So there's things that benefit the artist that a lot of people don't invest time in, and we offer those things too. Nice. So there's always a benefit to get with dealing with us, but you might not 100% necessarily get like a contract deal or be a artist, but you'll get benefit that will enhance you on your journey.
Nice.
You know, which is more than what a lot of people are offering. Right?
Okay. No, that's real. You know, even if they're not part, you know, particularly, you know, of the company, you still actually help them to progress in their career. So that's really dope. You know, that's important. Now, I saw one of the artists, you know, when I came down behind the scenes, you know, and hanging out with you guys, and I really liked the vibe, and I saw this guy, you know, King Cudi, heard his music, and I thought it was dope. Is there anything you guys are doing right now, in case nobody knows, because that's the first artist that I've actually had a chance to encounter, and I really thought he was really talented. Is there?
Yeah, it's special. Curfew International, we're working on the Syndicate movement.
Okay.
Which we explain as the network, but as a music company and, you know, production company, I don't really like to use the name label, but we put out music. We're trying to work on the musical representation of the Syndicate, so to speak.
Nice.
In the eyes of Curfew, while the Syndicate it expands past Curfew because it includes people that are not a part of Curfew but join into the network and does partnerships, we as the label, we have our artists forming like a little syndicate vibe. So
nice.
What we're doing, we're putting out rhythm EPs, because that's the culture in Jamaica. You know, we put out rhythms, you know, we have a beat and we have 4, 5, 6, 7 artists do their best rendition on the rhythm, and we play those through the dance, you know, the rhythms run the party. So
yep.
We're putting out rhythms. I put out 3 rhythms this year, and those were just like, just to shake the dust off and let people know, okay, we're starting up something here.
Nice.
But this 4th rhythm that we're about to put out, the Empire rhythm, it's like our first real, real showing of, you know, a little bit of what we can do. King Cudi is an artist of immense proportion who we see as an international star, and we're trying to highlight him as such.
Yeah, he definitely
is. He's featured on the rhythm, so we were actually working on his video for his song on the rhythm, and we invited you down, you know, to see what was going on. We intend for him to have an appeal internationally and to cut across. While all our artists, we're striving to get them across internationally. We see him as starting off internationally.
Okay, that's dope. And smart, you know. Right. I like that. Right. So
he's up here already. He does R&B, he does hip hop, he does reggae. He can go across different platforms. So we're pushing him out as such. And then we have a couple of other artists that are super phenomenal that we're plugging into the more Jamaican market that are about to do some real great things. So what you witnessed was our effort on the Empire rhythm, which will also be a movie, where we're making it into a music movie, which is big because it's the first of its kind. There's been things like that, you know, in the American market, like, okay, you know, Rockefeller did stuff like that with Jay-Z and everything like that. But we're doing where most of the songs on the rhythm has a video, but the video was shot in like a movie type way where it could connect to each one and become like a music movie type thing. So I'm excited about that. So we were doing Cudi's scenes, and video, and that's what you were witnessing.
Okay, dope, dope. So now, for somebody getting in contact with you now, and somebody wants to either collaborate or basically find out more about this whole Curfew International, or just basically anybody that's interested in even helping out, you know, and further, you know, getting the name out there, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, several ways. If they can send me an email directly to the business email at curfewintl@gmail.com. That's curfewintl@gmail.com. They can hit me on Instagram directly at Diallo, D-I-A-L-L-O, on the case. That's Diallo, D-I-A-L-L-O, on the case, spelled out. And Facebook, Diallo Palmer. And I'm always available. I check all my sources regularly. I respond within that hour usually.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
All about good business.
So nice.
I'm easy to get a hold of.
Okay. Hey, listen, man, I know, so hey, guys, you know, there's always a part two, guys. We're going to definitely get more in-depth because I was at the shoot, guys, and it was pretty dope, you know. they did a movie. You guys did a movie, first of all, you know. Yeah. You guys did your thing, you know. And, you know, so first of all, I just want to say,
we definitely got to get a part two because I want to get more into
exactly
doing with King Cudi and everything. This is more so just an introduction, like people know what we're trying to do. But we got a lot of things going on for King Cudi, and part two will go more into depth with that because we got a lot of good news concerning him and everything like that. A lot of big news happening since the past 2 weeks, you know?
Exactly.
We could go some more into that and what's the next steps past King Cudi and give you hints of what's happening after and so on and so forth.
Okay, well, hey, guys, you heard that. You know, we got some exclusive for part two. We got, you know, exclusive behind the scene and one of the artists, King, you know, Cudi, that's doing his thing, really talented artist. And also more about, you know, this whole Curfew International, because they got a lot of dope things going on. And I got some surprises also that's going on with these guys. But we're going to keep that for part two. We're going to, you know, let y'all wait on it real quick. But first of all, just want to say thank you, sir, for, you know, Diallo, for, you know, taking your time out, your busy schedule. And I know you're supposed to be traveling pretty soon back to Jamaica. So, you know, I know that, you know, you got a busy schedule. So, hey, guys, listen, you've heard it here exclusively from Diallo, you know, really dope, you know, international, really dope movement that's going to be coming here to the States and internationally everywhere. You heard it here first on the Cultured Podcast. Thank you, sir, for being here with us. And
yes,
you know,
I want to take a quick moment out to thank you.
Appreciate
and the
it.
Culture Podcast for covering us and all that you guys are doing for the culture. I want to give a quick shout out to King Rhymes. You know what I mean? He's also a very big factor in everything that's going on. I know you're out there listening. I want to big you up, man, because your time is coming up. Everything is happening like we planned it. You know, the three of us, we set out, me, King Cudi, and King Rhymes, and we're orchestrating something that's wonderful. I also want to give a shout-out to Carleen. You know, she's the president of Curfew International. She's helping us get real tight and real organized and things like that. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody that's been humbly following and supporting the movement. You know, you guys are the energy that keep us going.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing it. So yeah. I just want to take a moment to personally say, I see it, I feel it, I read everything, I hear everything, and I appreciate, love it. I try to like everything and send a little thing back, but even if I don't, I see it all, and it hits home. I greatly appreciate it, and we got some great things in store for you guys.
Hey, no doubt. You guys heard it. You know, the man himself, he's listening. He sees it, you know. So don't worry. You know, he got y'all. So
soon forward.
Exactly. Hey, guys, you heard it first. Cultured Podcast. You know, stay tuned for part two episode. Yeah, you might actually get a chance to listen and, you know, talk to one of the artists, King Cudi. And, you know, and you never know what's going to happen in part two, guys. So, hey, thank you for your time, sir. And, hey, guys, you heard it first. Cultured Podcast. Until next time, we out.
Bless up.